and welcome to the program. We're in program number 7 on the subject of dealing with our feelings. Two choices in this age of apostasy. We can bury our head in the sand and pretend there's no problem, or we can face the facts, we can face our feelings, and we can face the future. If we're going to face the facts, we're going to face the truth about the events of the day of apostasy that we're living in, as opposed to the untruth that is being presented today. Face the facts. Face the truth. Then we need to face our feelings. Our feelings are an emotional state caused by the circumstances that we are living in this age of apostasy. Then we need to face the future. The future is the time following right now. What am I going to do? You can bury your head in the sand, or you can do what we need to do and get the victory. Today we're going to look at Paul the Apostle. He said, I have learned whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. We're going to look at it. Before we do, make this your prayer, this message and song. Make it your prayer. Stop what you're doing. Sit down there by the table if you can, or if you're driving along, be careful when you're driving. But make this your prayer as you listen to this message and song. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Paul the Apostle said, I have learned, I know how, I am instructed concerning the subject of contentment. Paul was living above the circumstances. We're reading Philippians 4, verse number 11 and 12. He said, I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He said, I have learned, I know how, I am instructed. I have learned. Now in Romans chapter 15 and verse number 4, we read, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Paul said, I have learned, and these things are written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now, notice that word comfort. Notice that word hope. These are emotional situations. Comfort, we all like to have that in the situations that we're going through. And it's a case of whether or not we are going to take what is written here for our learning. Not only for our learning, but for our admonition. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 11, now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Let me read it again. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition. Interestingly enough, the very next verse says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. We're being admonished here to take heed. What we need to do is face the facts. We need to face the future. We need to face our feelings. The Bible says in Psalm 11 and verse number 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, we can learn from Paul, as he said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Whatever we know is a result of our learning. Paul said, I have learned. Whatever we know, it's a result of our learning. The word learn occurs 32 times in the Word of God. The first mention that we have the word learn in the New Testament came from the lips of Jesus when he said in Matthew 9 and 13, but go ye and learn what that mean. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now, there's a subject I'd like to stop and talk about for the next hour, but I can't do that right now. What did he say? Go and learn. What is he going to learn? I am come to call sinners to repentance. Many fundamental independent Baptist pastors need to follow that command. Go and learn what the Bible says about repentance. Today, we've dumped repentance. And that is a damnable heresy. And the majority of so-called fundamental independent Baptist pastors are strangely silent about the fact that we're promoting a damnable heresy. If you do not believe in repentance, you're going to hell. That's plain and simple. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And because he knows we're so slow at catching on, two verses later he said it again, I tell you nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So Jesus said here, go ye and learn what that meaneth. The second time we have the word learn in the New Testament also came from the lips of Jesus in Matthew 11:29. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Isn't that what we want? We want to deal with our feelings, our mind, our will, and our emotions. That's the soul. the third time that we have the word learn mentioned in the New Testament also came from the Lord, and that is in Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 32. You remember the disciples in chapter 24 of Matthew came to Jesus and asked them about the end of this local church age, and he said here, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh." Learn what you need to learn about the end of the age. The word learned, past tense, occurs 22 times in the Word of God, and we read in Psalm 106, verse 35, that God's people were mingled among the heathen, and they learned their works. As a result of that, they went into bondage in Babylon and Assyria. They mingled among the heathen and learned their works. A lot of that going on in our churches today, too. Well, the question is, Psalm 11, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can the righteous do? Well, Paul said in Philippians 4, 9, he said, "Those things which ye have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Paul said, if you do these things, you can have a peace that passes understanding, the same way he did in whatsoever state he was in. He said, "I have learned to be content." Let me read it again, Philippians 4:11. "I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." He said, "I've learned." Now, if you want to look at Paul's circumstances, then we'll be doing that, I think, for a program or two in the future. Paul's circumstances. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9, he said, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed." He said, "We are troubled, we are distressed, we are perplexed, persecuted, and we are cast down." The word troubled is in the Bible 68 times. It goes back. It starts with Jacob, who in the context of his situation had to do with his own family in Genesis 34. And then Joshua talked about being troubled, and that had to do with Achan, and that again was among their own people. Then we can look at in the Word of God in the Old Testament, Job, look at his circumstances. He was troubled. David was troubled. Jeremiah was troubled. In the New Testament, Martha, Jesus said, "You're cumbered about." You're troubled a lot, Martha, in the home here. Then Jesus, the Bible said he was troubled in Matthew chapter 11, and that was when he was bringing John the Baptist back. You read in verse 35, he wept. I think one of the reasons he wept was he had to bring John back to this mangy world. In any event, we see that Jesus was troubled, Martha was troubled, and Paul the Apostle said, "We are troubled on every side." Now, concerning his trouble, we'll just look at that for a minute. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it says he was in stripes above measure. Now, that's talking about when the Romans whipped him. The Jews, they could only do 40 minus 1, but the Romans, they were above measure. They could beat him as many times as they wanted to. And then he said, "We were frequently in prison. 5 times I was had 40 stripes save one." That was when the Jews beat him. But do the math. If that was done 5 times, save one, that's 245 times that whip hit his back. Can you imagine what kind of pain he was in? He was beaten with rods 3 times. That was a Roman punishment, often resulting in death. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked 3 times. He was robbed by robbers. He was in perils, the Bible says, of his own countrymen. You can study and see that that happened in Damascus, Jerusalem, Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, Thessalonica, Berea, and Corinth. He was in constant danger of being put to death by the Jews in Acts 21, Acts 23, and Acts 25. He was in danger of the Gentiles in Iconium and Philippi and Ephesus. He said he was in perils in the city, and you can find that he had trouble in Damascus, Jerusalem, Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea, Corinth, and Ephesus. Then he said he was in perils in the wilderness, the weather conditions there. There was no fancy hotels to stop in on the way to the next meeting. There was wild animals, and there was robbers, and there was no place to stop and have a donut and a coffee. He was hungry. He was thirsty. Just in the book of Acts alone, we read that his life was threatened in Acts chapter 9. His life was threatened again in Jerusalem in that chapter. In Acts chapter 13, he was persecuted in Antioch. In 14, he was possibly facing a stoning in Iconium, and he was stoned in Lystra. Then in Acts chapter 15, he was opposed and made the center of controversy. He lost his close friend Barnabas there through a situation they had in Acts chapter 15. He was beaten with rods and imprisoned in Acts 16, and then he was cast out of Philippi. In Acts 17, his life was threatened in Thessalonica, and he was forced out of Berea, and he was mocked in Athens. In Acts chapter 18, he was taken before the judgment seat in Corinth. In Acts chapter 19, he was opposed by the silversmith in Ephesus. In Acts chapter 20, he was plotted against by the Jews in Greece. In 21, he was apprehended by a mob in Jerusalem. In Acts 22, he was arrested and detained by the Romans, and he was also very, very close to being scourged again in that chapter. In Acts chapter 23, he was rescued from the Sanhedrin mob. In Acts 23, he was also, there was an assassination plot against him, and he was put in prison for 2 years in Caesarea. In Acts 27, he was shipwrecked and left on an island of Malta. And then in Acts 28, he suffered a snake bite. And then in Acts 28, we find him in prison again. I think we can say Paul the Apostle had a lot of situations and circumstances that would cause him to fret and cause him to have some emotional responses. And what did he say? Philippians 4:11-12, I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He said, I have learned, I know how, I am instructed concerning the subject of contentment. Well, I can't speak for you, but I can speak for myself. I need to learn what Paul learned here. I know I get upset if a red light takes too long or the line up in the donut shop is longer than I want it to be. We need to learn in the situations that we're going through, whether they be problems in our home, whether they be circumstances at the church. What we need to learn, as Paul did, I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content.
Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause, or blush to speak his name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? In this vile world, a friend of grace to help me on to God. Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by Thy